Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
It's a great day to be alive in Pittsburgh, PA. Running a couple minutes late, but we're here nonetheless. Welcome in to the 94th edition. Good Lord. 94th episode of Kabbalion Mac. It's week one, my friends, Yinzers, countrymen. Welcome in. Be sure to follow us on all your social media at Kabbalion Mac. We're at 375 now on Instagram. We get to 500 sometime soon. Somebody will get this $100 Yoli's gift certificate. We're up over 2,600 YouTube subscribers as well, kaboom, which means somebody soon, when we get to 3,018, is going to get either that autographed Will Hard helmet or their choice, the autographed Stone Cold Steve Austin black leather vest. And that's the bottom line, because Kabbali said so. How was your weekend, bud? You recover from the banana ball drop yet?
Yeah. How about that? A little under the weather, a little head cold from the little munchkins going back to school.
Yeah.
Stuffed up a little bit.
An annual tradition.
Yeah. Little banana ball on Friday. Went back to Yoli's because the kid loves their pizza now on Saturday.
Could go every week. Could go twice a week.
A little bit of Thomas Jefferson Bethel Park fifth grade football team, but I was there to watch the cheerleaders.
Of course you were.
The daughter.
I know. Family support. It's important. Get out there. Support the kids and whatever they're doing. Support Southwest Greens because they support us. We appreciate them. SouthwestGreensPA.com. Grass that never needs to be mowed, watered, or fertilized. Great installation procedures. They are experts at this. They do it at high-class country clubs and facilities all over the country. They could do it for your backyard, too. Professional installers refining the art of synthetic turf insulation, providing the perfect lawn solution for you. Tell Jake you heard about us, or yeah, heard about him from us. That's how it works, right? Southwest Greens, PA. We appreciate their support. And ordinarily, we wouldn't stack up the sponsors back to back like this. We don't want to do that to you. We talk for a good while. Then we thank one of our sponsors. But we got some new ones to welcome into the fold, kaboom. It's a big day. Yeah, we got to thank the family at Higgins Professional Painting for jumping on board to support Kabbalion Mac. They've been doing it for four decades, man. Don Higgins started it back in the day. His family continues their commitment to great customer satisfaction, residential, commercial, industrial, interior, exterior, even drywall repairs. They can do all of it, and they make sure it looks choice, and Kaboom's wife has already started to hassle them about painting their house.
I already talked to them. They'll be here sometime doing the wife's office. So I'll report back to them. I'll report back to everybody. People who sponsor our show, Mac, they're just not people. They're people we use.
Yeah, absolutely.
I wouldn't just steer you the wrong way.
No, I mean, we've had the wonderful folks from Impact HVAC in my basement while we were doing the show, replacing my furnace. Like, these are exactly like you said, the people that we know and trust. And that's why Higgins Painting is on board now, too. You want a free estimate, you can get in touch with them at HigginsProfessional.com or by giving them a call. The number's on the screen, 412-344-0480. We appreciate them jumping on board. And you know that if there's one thing we do around here, it's football, beer, and wings. So thanks to Archie's for jumping on board, too. 80-cent wings, Monday through Thursday nights. Open every weekend, Saturdays and Sundays, all day for all the games. It's the place to be. So many different kinds of wings. I think, Kaboom, you've sampled just about every flavor on the menu, right?
Archie, first of all, Archie's a great guy. Unbelievable human. Second of all, those wings are spectacular. And if I would not, just like I said with the rest of our sponsors, those are easily the best wings I've ever had. Ever. Fantastic. So go down there and eat them.
So eat looking forward to spending some time at Archie's this fall. And obviously enjoying the wings. We suggest you do the same. Perfect place to watch football. We appreciate Arch for jumping on board and supporting Kabali and Mac. All right, let's get into it. It's week one. It's here. Mike Tomlin just got done talking a few minutes ago. That's where I'm going to start. And I'm going to start with the first question he was asked. I'll pause and open it up for questions. And I think it was Triv, Mike Prosciutto.
Oh, Jerry Dolak. He always gets that first question.
Sorry, that's right. Jerry's El Capitan there at the Mike Tomlin press conference. He officially gets things started. Asked him about Cam Hayward. And Mike Tomlin basically said he has no worries about Cam Hayward being available on Sunday in New Jersey.
How about that?
You buying it?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I mean, this is all predicated off of Cam's podcast earlier in the day when he was asked by his co-host, and he said, we'll see. I can hear that coming. When I was just told about that, I could hear that coming from Cam's mouth. We'll see. It's like one of those, hey, I'm trying to play the game, but I'm not really playing the game.
Yeah.
Type of situation. Mike Tomlin does not come up with a deliberate hammer down statement. Even if he may have couched it with a word or two, like expected or whatever, he does not go down that route unless he's 1,000,000% sure Cam Hayward's playing on Sunday. So forget about it. You can sit there and talk about all you want. This may not happen. He did say this. Cam Hayward's playing. He's been ramping up the past 2 weeks. I've been telling you he's been practicing fully. I don't know if he's going to get the money or not. I don't know. I'm going to have to look into that a little bit more, at least have somebody tell me about it. But he will play in the Meadowlands on Sunday, no doubt.
I mean, did any of us really ever doubt that that was going to be the case? We've been saying it since this. It's not a hold in. It's not a hold. It's definitely not a hold out. It's not. I don't even know what you call it. Since this dispute started over Cam's salary this year, we've known all along the guy was going to show up for week one, which, as I've said a million times, I'm now just absolutely bludgeoning the dead horse, is why he had no leverage in this situation. I'm not going to rehash all of that, but he'll be there on Sunday. If he weren't, they'd be in a bad, bad way up front when you pile the Derek Harmon injury on top. But as you said, Mike Tomlin typically doesn't make a definitive statement like that unless he's a...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
1,000,000% sure.
Yeah, you know, I just hope, and I don't think they would be taking advantage of Cam, and hear me out, about taking advantage of him, knowing that he's 36 years old, knowing the hour, Sam's running through the hourglass, knowing how much he wants to win here, saying, well, you can say whatever you want. You're going to come and play because you don't have much time left, and this is your best chance to, you know, win some playoff games and maybe get to the Super Bowl. And if you get to the Super Bowl and God forbid you win it, you're a surefire Hall of Famer. I don't think they would use that, so I still think he'll be throwing money his way at some point over the next couple of days here just to make it – you know, seem like they both won. I don't think the Steelers would do that to him, even if he – maybe it's not as much as he wanted. Maybe. I don't know.
I think it's interesting that he did say on his podcast, which seems to be the only way Cam prefers to communicate with the outside world anymore, hey, his prerogative. He can do that if he wants, I guess. He did say nothing's changed. And he threw in the we'll see. There is the possibility that this has all been ironed out and hammered out for the most part behind the scenes. And they're just waiting to tell him exactly what they're going to give him about, you know, 24, 48 hours before kickoff on Sunday. Hey, Kim, here's what we're going to give you. Sign there. Okay, it's done. You got a couple extra bucks, and everybody moves on.
You talk about leverage. I mean, what little leverage you say he might have had went out the door when he started practicing with team drills last week, a week and a half ago. If he was so hell-bent of making this work and getting the extra money, he wouldn't have, tossed that final chip or pushed that final chip to the middle of the table. He would have been like, okay, let's play this out, but he knows darn well, or something's going on. Either he knows he's going to play, and he hopes that they do good by him, or he's been told something to the fact, maybe told something like, hey, let's get Jalen done. We'll come to you, and don't worry, we'll take care of you. Because if not, why go practice? Why put up the shit? Why practice and say, we'll see? Doesn't make sense.
It hasn't made a ton of sense the whole time. To be honest, I've been dumbfounded and befuddled.
A couple bucks. Let's stop it already. You talk about an entire organization that's been pretty much crystal clear of any sort of shenanigans going on. Everything's pretty much water under the bridge, but this is just hanging out there, and it shouldn't be hanging out there. When's the last time you could say that of an org team, that Steelers team, that went into the regular season with not really like, well, who's going to be quarterback, Russell or Justin? You know, what's George Pickens going to do? I mean, it's been a while now, and I don't see why this is taking this long. So,
I mean, again, because they don't have to rush, I don't think. I mean, even if it – look, would it hurt the relationship between Cam and the organization if they didn't throw him a few more bucks before Sunday? Yeah, it might, but – Is Cam going to not play on Sunday? Is he not going to consider, if he wants to come back and play again next year, not returning to Pittsburgh? No. I mean, again, this is it's not maybe fair to Cam in that he is one of the faces of the franchise, and typically they go a little above and beyond for those players, right? To give them what'll make them happy or satisfy them or at least make them content. And they haven't done that yet, I guess. But what's Cam going to do? That's what I always – that's my been my question this whole time. What's Cam going to do? He's not going to sit out games. All Cam really has is sit out games, or if he becomes available in the offseason, he tells the Steelers, I'm not interested in playing here anymore because you dicked me around in August. Well, that's not going to happen either.
But on the flip side, what a way to treat your model employee, though. If you want to flip it on that side, you got a guy that's been here since, 2011 now? What's this? I don't even know what year it is. 15, 14 years? You know, Walter Payton Manier, blah, 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 all pro, whatever. And you're treating him like, what are you going to do? You have no leverage. That's a shitty thing to do if you're an organization or if you're –
welcome to the business of the NFL.
Well, it shouldn't be like that for maybe if it's, you know, the 52nd guy on the roster, not with one of your all-time greats.
Well, regardless, I think we both agree that it'll get – that something will happen that will put Cam Hayward on the field on Sunday. And especially because Mike Tomlin spoke so definitively about it just a little bit ago, earlier today, depending on when you're watching this. Don't forget to subscribe on YouTube because you can watch it whenever you want. All right. Since you brought it up, let's pivot to the Jalen Warren contract extension. I don't mind giving him an extension, but I wonder what it means for their evaluation of Caleb Johnson after the preseason.
Well, he's RB3 on the depth chart right now. I mean, that's what they put it out today. I don't think that really means much of anything. But I think this is more long-term. I mean, they want to have, you know, Lightning and Thunder. They want to have two backs set here coming up eventually, not just this year, but next year and the year after that. And it's not like they gave him a ton of money. They gave him $1.5 million raise this year. They guaranteed like $4 million of his money next year. Then I don't know how the rest of the contract has been laid out. It's not like he broke the bank here or anything. I mean, if he's getting seven this year and that's 10, whatever. I mean, that third year is probably just – you probably can get out with not having any dead money whatsoever. We'll have to see how it breaks down. I don't know if it's out yet or not, but why not? I mean,
average cap hit – or I guess cap hit for this year, I guess that doesn't change really because they had committed to that already with the restricted free agent tender that they gave him. He's still just barely in the top 20 in the NFL. So you're right. There's not a lot of, there's not a ton of money committed to him, and we'll see how it shakes out in the final 2 years of the deal, the 26 and 27 parts, the ones that were just added, but I don't, they're not breaking the bank. They're paying him less than they would have been paying Najee to stay around,
which is interesting. They must like him more than they like Najee, unless Najee didn't want to take that. Or did he? He only took a 1 year deal and, with the Chargers.
I mean, judging by the way free agency played out, it doesn't seem to me like they had much interest at all in bringing back Najee, unless it would have been at a massive discount, or not discount, but a massive pay cut from what he would have been due based off what he had the first 4 years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, again, I look at it more as if Caleb Johnson had gone out in the preseason and lit the world on fire, maybe they would have hesitated just a bit. But in this world where you need two backs and you need a compliment or you need a change of pace, I mean, you mentioned Caleb's running back three on the depth chart. Yeah. I think that's only because Kenneth Gainwell's a veteran, and I don't think Gainwell's going to see a ton of carries. Caleb Johnson probably will be that change of pace guy to start. I mean,
he's a rookie. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the official depth chart right now that they sent out to the media, and it's Warren, Gainwell, Johnson.
Yeah.
Well, Roman Wilson backing up Calvin Austin as wide receiver three. Everybody else about basically, well, Connor Hayward's a starter as a fullback, but you have Jalen Ramsey as nickel. Everybody else pretty much the same, except if you want to look at Derek Harmon, YA Black is his immediate backup, but that doesn't mean Loudermilk wouldn't be that guy either. So just to run through some of that real quick.
Well, Tomlin did mention today that they're going to rotate a lot of defensive linemen in, especially early in the season, conditioning purposes, in the heat, all that kind of stuff. So I think we'll see just about everybody who's on the depth chart up front at some point on Sunday. I am curious to see how much we see YA Black. Like, is it just to spell guys a couple times and we see him get like 5-10 snaps? Or is he in there actually on a regular rotation with Keanu Benton playing 15, 20, maybe more snaps than that? I'd like to see that after the way he played in the preseason. I think he deserves a little more run.
Yeah, you just got to be careful of how many you expose him to right away. And I did ask Tomlin today about what he'd like to see snap counts from Hayward, you know, if it's likes to be, you know, cut him down a little bit. He goes, yeah, it sounds good here, week zero. But once, you know, the bullets start flying in the fourth quarter and you need a stopper, all of a sudden you're putting 97 out there. So they could have a plan with all these guys until it gets them down to nut cutting time. Is that what they call it? Nut cutting time?
Yeah, that's always sounded like a weird analogy to me.
Yeah, it's actually peanuts, right? Or something?
I always thought it was
testicles.
No, you don't want to.
I never understood that saying.
No, so, nobody's getting their nuts cut off unless they're a tree.
So what I'm saying, you could have YA Black as you know, division of labor if you want him to play 25 snaps, but you know, maybe he needs more for that. Maybe they need him less for that. We'll just have to see how it plays out. You gotta be light on your feet, right? Light on your feet.
Yeah, be light on your feet. One thing I've never liked is, and it will happen from time to time, when they're rotating. No, I like your hat. The hat looks good. Did Izani get his yet?
Banana ball. I got the old huge ass Iron City Baseball PNC Park. Icy Light. You see that picture?
Yes, oh, I saw your picture.
Real quick. How in the world did you pick me out so instantly?
You have no idea. So it was Friday night.
Well, I know because your wife Instagrammed me saying, Chris immediately said, there he is.
Well, yeah, I felt like a doofus at first because Friday night home high school football games. Our kids like to go to the games, right? So we get a couple hours to ourselves and we'll usually head down to Permane's.
Insert.
Yep. And we'll have a slice, split a sandwich, split a little cap and cheese action. I'll have an IC light or two.
You got an egg on it?
No, I don't always do egg. I gotta be extra hungry to get the egg added on. Anyway, we're sitting there at the bar at Permane's and banana balls on. They got the volume on in the restaurant and everything. Nobody's even paying attention to poor Paul Skeens. And banana ball is on, and I see this ball driven to right. And I remember you said you were sitting right above the Clemente wall. Yeah. So I see this ball driven to right, and I see it, and I immediately spot you because you were like half turned. Yeah, and I wouldn't miss that black zip up anywhere.
That was a hoodie. It was actually a hoodie.
Okay. So I turn, I see it happen, and I jump up, and I'm like, kaboom. And like everybody at the bar at Permane's is like, what the f- are you talking about, man? And Tara, my wife, she looks at me. She's like, what? I said, Kabali, he just missed the ball. I mean, in an instant, I recognized you, man.
Yeah, then an instant later, some guy sent me a video of it. And the guy who actually caught it, I said, hey, you want this? He goes, can you send that to me? I don't even know who he was. Like, sure, give me your number. I'll send it to you. See, I got a good
The guy that stole a ball from Kabali at Banana.
First of all.
He should have given it to your kid.
Yeah, no, he stuck it right in his pocket, just like the Polish.
Like the U.S. Open guy who stole the hat from the kid.
Let me get down to the old brass tacks of what happened here. So we're sitting there. It's like the seventh inning. The kid, of course, was hungry.
Sure.
So my wife and my daughter go and get him chicken tenders. They run out of chicken tenders.
They ran out of chicken tenders?
But she already purchased them. They're like, oh, we ran out. So they're like $18 or something. So she goes, I need a manager. She texts me. I'm like, music player never stops. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know. I'll give them something. Then it's like, oh, they're going to go find somewhere else. Okay, whatever. I'm like, oh, here's the peanuts.
We're at the concession stand.
The kids didn't finish the peanuts. All right, let me grab some of these peanuts. These peanuts. Next thing I know, you don't hear anything because there's so much noise. I look up. I'm like, oh, shit. Here comes the ball. And meanwhile, it was almost over the fence at the time. My knee's killing me, so I barely can get up. I try to raise my hand, and my shoulder's messed up, so I can't reach it all the way, and it goes over my head.
Oh, my God.
Everybody's making fun of me.
You didn't spill any beer, though, did you? You didn't spill any iron?
No, they have the whole cup there.
Okay,
good. That was a nice catch. I'm like, thanks.
I mean, as soon as it happened, I had to text you. Yeah. So I'm sure your phone was blowing up because I wasn't the only one that recognized you instantly.
Only me, man. I mean, how's that ball going to find me in front of 40,000 people? Then people notice me. What the?
Oh, it was perfect.
That was embarrassing. I should have caught it.
It was absolutely perfect. Wait, did you just text me 10 minutes ago while we were doing the show? Just a random letter P? Mm-hmm. What? Anyway.
Apparently I did.
You did. Good, nice ass text there, wherever you have
the phone. It was right here. I don't know why that happened. Maybe it's a ghost. Ugh.
Anyway, so you didn't survive banana ball without being...
It was actually quite entertaining. I was surprised.
It was great. Even watching it on TV, not being there, it looked like a blast. So I'm glad you and, more importantly, the kids had a good time.
Here's another thing is, you talk about me and sources.
Mm-hmm.
I knew Mr. Beast was going to be there about 5 o'clock. And I'm texting people like Doran saying, Mr. Beast is here, man. Because I got a source telling me Mr. Beast is here. And Doran's like, my God, my kids will go crazy. And everybody's saying, no, you're lying. And there we go.
There you go.
I got sources within the banana ball organization.
That's good. That'll help the next time the Steelers need to figure out.
Let's talk about Cam Johnston.
You're still sore about that. I love it.
Well, I didn't say it. That's why I'm sore about it.
Yeah, exactly. I did want to get back to Tomlin and some of the stuff he had to say in just a second, but thanks to the Dan Heck team for supporting the show. The Dan Heck team trying to get you into the best home possible. You're looking to buy, you're looking to sell. scale up to a bigger home, maybe scale down to a smaller house if the kids are out and on their own. Now, whatever it may be, the Dan Heck team, the people to get a hold of, heckteamhomes.com, H-A-E-C-K, heckteamhomes.com. The whole team, they're ready to help you. Heckteamhomes.com, the Dan Heck team. The preferred real estate agency, that's, I just made that up now, of Cabali and Mack. We appreciate their support of the show. I thought it was interesting, and this is going to be one of those things that sounds like I'm looking for something to talk about, but I'm really not, because Tomlin had plenty to say today. Did you think it was interesting? Typically when he runs down the opposition in his opening statement, like he talks about every single position on the roster, from the quarterback all the way to the long snapper, for God's sake. He runs down every position group. He didn't start with the quarterback. And when he did talk about the quarterback, he talked about his running ability and his threat as a runner. I did not hear him once talk about Justin Fields' passing ability, other than the relationship that he has with Garrett Wilson from their time at Ohio State together.
Well, you don't want him to lie, do you? He saw it firsthand. So, I mean, it's just what it is. I mean, he's not the best. He doesn't spin the ball well. Is that what they say?
Yeah.
He doesn't spin it well. So, I know Benzie asked him later on something about Justin Fields. I don't know what it was. And it was a funny term. He goes, oh, I wouldn't quite put it the way you put it. I forget. It was something about Justin Fields and trying to, you know, part with him. I wouldn't quite put it the way you just put it. He never calls Benzie. He never calls anybody by names. But I don't think he's too worried about Justin Fields. But
that's kind of my point here. He didn't sound like he was sweating Justin Fields firing the pill all over the yard on Sunday afternoon.
But let's not have revisionist history if they wanted to bring it back. And he's like, I think I'll head over here.
Yeah, but I don't know if they necessarily they would have been okay bringing him back, but definitely weren't going to go out of their way financially to do
you're
it.
You're talking about in January and February, they're like, okay, hell with Russell, hell with Justin. We're not trade for Stafford. Hell with Darnold. You know, let's go get Aaron Rodgers. No, of course Justin Fields was on that list, that short list of guys they wanted to bring back.
I just thought it was interesting that he didn't have a lot, if anything, to say about Fields.
You don't have anything nice to say. Don't say.
Don't say nothing. I know. That's true.
Saying that, Justin Fields will run all over. I expect a couple fumbles from Justin Fields. Two fumbles.
Wow. Shots fired.
Well, that's all he does is fumble.
That's all he does is fumble.
All he does. Just like Chris Carter, all he does is catch touchdowns. All he does is fumble.
Jeez.
Oh, I mean, I think the point was they better stop the run game or Justin Fields not going to make much of a difference. And Justin Fields is part of that run game, too.
What did your boy say a month ago when we were in even earlier? Remember when we did the whole schedule breakdown? You're like, I don't care. You don't know what's going to happen and when I finally play the games. And I was like, well, look at the first 3 weeks of the schedule and look at who they're playing. Teams that are going to want to run the ball a little bit, I think, especially in the Jets in week one and New England in week three. I imagine Seattle probably wants to run a little bit too in week two. All three of those teams are going to want to run the ball. And they're going to see if the Steelers can stop the run any better than they did in December and January last year. And that's clearly what the Jets are going to want to do. Whether it's Hall, whether it's Allen, whether it's Fields, they're going to run it at the Steelers and see if they can stop it or not.
Absolutely. Why not?
Right.
I mean, you don't know. You might think that your defense is better, your offense is better, your team is better, but you don't know until they get out there. I mean, he admitted that today, which was somewhat surprising. You might think you know what Aaron Rodgers is going to look like and DK Metcalf, but you don't know it until you see it. You don't know how this revamped offense and these secondary guys are going to look like. You have a good feeling what they're going to look like, but you don't know it until you go out there and see that. But, you know, it's not like the Jets have a stud offensive line either, other than your guy from Penn State.
And the why are you talking crap on Fashanu?
Well, exactly.
Second year. Should take a big step forward.
Well, you know, be honest with you, they are in some ways very similar to the Steelers, and they got a lot of high draft capital.
Mm-hmm.
They got, what, 1, 2, 3 first-rounders and a second-rounder in the 4? is their fourth guy? I don't even know where John Simpson was drafted at, but John Simpson, let's see. He was drafted. I have no idea.
Good job by you.
He was waived a couple of times, so whatever. So it was very similar. I mean, they got a high pedigree that's almost, you know, not really proven.
But the Steelers' defensive line didn't look all that hot down the stretch either.
I hear you. And now you're not. Now you could be a little bit light, so to speak.
John Simpson was taken in the fourth round in 2020.
Almost exactly like the Steelers, then, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
young offensive line, relatively young. Simpson's on his second contract, I think. Not with the Jets, but anyway.
When was Sam Molu drafted?
You should know this. Isaac may be angry with you if you don't know when he was drafted, and you don't want an angry Samoan coming after you. Third round in 2016.
Oregon State. I heard him talking to Dulac the other day, and all I heard was he goes, "What do you mean by that?" I was like, "Oh, jeez."
Don't walk out to the parking lot and break all of Jerry's golf clubs. So I just anticipate that being the Jets' game plan. I do. And really, until the Steelers prove that they can stop somebody trying to run the ball down their throats, that's going to be everybody's game plan. And look, maybe they're able to slow them down enough that I don't know. I'm just not feeling Mike Tomlin said he's just generally a confident guy today. I'm not generally confident, nor specifically confident, in this team's ability to stop the run early in the season.
I mean, they got better inside linebacker. They got better. I mean, Jalen Ramsey can hit. He can tackle with the best of them. Porter's turned into be a good tackler. Slay's not bad. So that helps you on the outside.
Yeah, I don't want those guys having to tackle running backs, though. No, if they're tackling running backs, there's problems.
I mean, Thornhill, when he's in there, will be decent. You would have to think Queen, I mean, he had 140 tackles last year. I mean, it all starts and ends with the defensive line.
Right.
What are you getting out of Benton? What are you getting out of Hayward? You pretty much know what you're going to get out of Hayward. What are you getting out of Loudermilk and Ukulele?
Ekwuale.
What are you getting out of Ekwuale? You're getting out of Loudermilk. What are you getting out of Black? Yeah, and Y.A. Black could be a guy, now I think about it, that can really occupy some blocks here in this game specifically, where you don't need to make any plays.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to let those two linebackers go and do what they got to do.
I told you the other day when we were talking possible breakout players, he's one of mine on the defensive side of the ball. Y.A. Black.
He was up in the port on Friday.
Really?
He was at the McKeesport Peters Township game, yes.
Huh. Interesting place for Y.A. Black to spend his
Friday. Yeah, but the problem was McKeesport lost 35-0.
Oof.
That's because, what's his face? The running back to Penn State. Who's probably going to decommit to Penn State.
Why would he decommit?
Because about 9 other top 10 teams are after him now. He didn't play, so that's why that score was like it was.
Why didn't he play? What's that kid's name again? He had a huge week one. Why didn't he play?
I'm guessing he was banged up. I don't know. I'm not a high school.
He didn't look all that banged up in week zero.
Is my name Chris Harlan? I don't know.
You should still figure that out. You used to be a number one on the high school sports beat, especially in the Mon Valley. 10
years
back
ago, brother. The last week was the first time I saw a high school
spell,
game.
Right? Kimon or Keeman Spell. I don't know how to pronounce his first name. Spell.
Last week was the first high school game I saw in 10 years. Maybe the first high school game I attended in as a fan.
Since you were in high school?
No, man. You know, maybe after I was high school. I didn't like, I mean, when they lost the
league. Were you that dude that would go back to high school after you graduated? So everybody'd be like, hey, Mark, tell us what it's like. Tell me all about Cal. How many parties are there?
I went to the parties afterwards, and Charlie Tweeter hit me in the nuts with a wiffle ball bat.
You're McConaughey from Dazed and Confused. That's you.
Let's call it funniest shots to the nuts.
Thanks to our friends at Nail Studio 2 for supporting the show. Step up your game this football season, guys. Don't be embarrassed to get your feet taken care of. You want to be clean, confident, and sharp from head to, well, tow. Think of it as maintenance, not a luxury. They'll take care of you. Calluses, rough spots, tired feet. So you're feeling better when you are on those feet getting work done or whatever you're doing. Maybe you're being active. You're out there trying to kick field goals. I know Kaboom's going to be out there practicing later this afternoon. Whatever the season throws your way, Nail Studio 2 there to take care of you. Online booking available 24/7 at Nail Studio 2. That's a Roman numeral 2. NailStudioII.com. You can also give them a call at 724-941-4595. We appreciate them supporting the show. As always, Mike Tomlin gave us kind of what I expected for an answer on the wide receiver two spot. Calvin Austin's on there on the depth chart. You mentioned Roman Wilson right behind him. He said he believes in both of those guys, but then added in Jonnu Smith, Pat Freiermuth, all the other weapons available to them. We still haven't seen Jonnu Smith take a snap, though.
Or DK Metcalf.
Well, DK Metcalf I'm a little more confident in. You know, Aaron Rodgers is a little more confident in. Jonnu Smith, who was dinged up during camp and we haven't seen do really
anything. I wouldn't be confident in him. I mean, he had 85 catches last year, or 88 catches or whatever it was.
I don't know.
Lose that in a year, right?
Like, I don't know how they're going to use him. No. First, one of the first snaps of training camp, they lined him up as a freaking fullback.
Yeah. First, you know, I wonder if there's going to be a tone setting first drive. Come out there and
punch some people in the mouth.
You know, three tight ends, have Aaron Rodgers give the old, you know.
Some old 13 personnel on first down of the first series, and you go play action deep to Metcalf. Bang.
Or you just do one of these. You do play one instead of play two. And play two is, you know, throwing the ball to Darnell Washington, splitting him out or whatever. I mean, that's the low-key advantage you have of that. You have a smart quarterback that can go out there and say, okay, we got a matchup advantage here because they got big guys in the game. Our big guy's better than your big guy running down the field. So that's going to be interesting.
I mean, I think they're putting themselves at a disadvantage if they don't use two and three tight ends. I mean, you've got two or three NFL starting capable tight ends.
Throw out of that formation. Don't just run out of that formation.
Do anything out of that formation. I've been saying it for how long? You could literally put two backs. You could line up Jonnu Smith in the backfield next to Jalen Warren or Kenny G. And then you could have the other tight ends on the line and DK split out wide. And you could do anything from that formation. Literally anything. You could run for 2 yards if that's all you need. You could put five guys in the pattern.
Yeah, and I think that's why Arthur Smith likes that. I mean, you can go four. I mean, you can have four tight ends. You can put your fullback Connor Hayward in the backfield. You talk about jumbo.
That's what my gram used to get from Isley's. Jumbo.
I just called it bologna.
Some fried jumbo.
I was never a fried bologna guy. I call it bologna.
Fried jumbo on some Wonder Bread.
Who makes like cured meat or whatever the hell it is? And let's call it bologna.
It's a region in Italy. I don't know if it has anything to do with the name, but do you think that came first? That had to come first, right? And then the phrase, that's a bunch of bologna.
Yeah, because it's crap. I used to eat a lot of bologna when I was a kid. Now I think about it. Bologna and cheese and Miracle Whip sandwiches, but I probably haven't eaten that in 40 years.
That's probably good.
And probably don't. I have no taste for it at all. That's disgusting.
You probably don't want to eat a lot of those. It's probably not best for the old, what do they call them? Triglycerides.
My cholesterol is great. It's surprising. Okay. Now, when I get an Italian hoagie, I take off the old, cooked salami. I'm not a big cooked salami guy.
Really? See, I don't cook crap. I think my wife's right next door in the laundry room right now, so she's nodding her head along with whatever I'm saying.
I don't cook crap in this house.
Get her on the program. But no, she has no interest. But what I can do, we have this little egg maker. It's like yay big around. Just crack the egg right on there, close the lid, let it cook for a couple minutes, drop a little cheese on there, a little salami. Let it sit for another couple minutes. Pop that baby on a bagel or an English muffin. Bang.
You know how you could get around that? Just put it in a bowl and put it in the microwave.
What fun is that?
What do you mean, egg maker? What is this, the 80s?
It's perfect, man. You just drop the egg on there and close the lid.
I got little cups like this, porcelain cups. One egg I eat for breakfast. Scrambled it up. 1 minute in the microwave. Microwave makes good eggs, scrambled eggs.
Really?
Once you can pop it on your...
Then I don't feel like I'm cooking, though. I get to feel like I have some semblance of knowing what I'm doing when I use the egg maker.
Say you go to Sam's Club and get some chicken cordon bleu. Can you turn the oven on 375 and put it in there for 30 minutes?
Yeah, I can do that much.
Capable of that?
Uh-huh. It's still not the same as like actually cooking.
You make gumbo.
Chris Muller makes a great gumbo. I will never forget when, for those not familiar, Chris Muller, the Fan, once tweeted a picture of something that he called gumbo.
Ugh.
My cousin, it went so viral that my cousin in Louisiana saw the picture and texted me and said, "Who the hell is this guy and why doesn't he know what gumbo is supposed to look like?" I'm not a big cook, but I drop a piece of salami on the egg while it's cooking.
Salami.
Thanks to our good friends at the Third Do First In podcast for supporting the show as well. Firefighter First Responder podcast, talking about everything that goes into that life. Great stories from Keith, Gino, all of their guests. Whether you're in that realm or not, it's worth checking out. They got guests from all walks of the first responder life joining them and all kinds of crazy stories. Check it out on YouTube and all your social media at Third Do First In. We appreciate them supporting Kabali and Mac as well. All right. What's your first impression of the Jets? Real quick.
First impression?
Stink, suck, or might be good?
I think they stink. They might eventually be good, but you got a whole new coaching staff, whole new, obviously a new quarterback, new scheme, new coordinators.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that's not conducive to instant success. Until you find a quarterback, if it's Fields, if it's somebody else, you're going to struggle. Breece Hall is obviously good. They got some decent wide receiver. They got a decent wide receiver, I guess. I don't know if I'm putting Alan Lazard in that.
Mm.
In that mix quite yet.
This seems like the perfect weekend, too, to take Jalen Ramsey. I know they want to move him all over the place, but this seems like the perfect weekend to take Jalen Ramsey and say, go take that guy out of the game.
Yeah, absolutely. I wonder if that is the case that's going to happen.
Because, to your point, who else are they going to throw to? I know you mentioned the rookie, Mason Taylor, Jason's nephew, right? Or Jason's son. Is it his nephew or his son? Doesn't matter. I know he mentioned Mason Taylor, but as much as I have nightmares about tight ends running free down the seam against the Steelers secondary, because it's been happening for 2.5 decades, I don't foresee that being where'd you go? He just clicked on something and left right in the middle of me talking about the Jets offense. This is just typical Kabali. This is him missing the banana ball home run all over again. I have no idea. I saw his hand go up towards the computer, and then all of a sudden he was gone. Stop clicking on things.
No, you know what? Isn't the power supposed to go out tomorrow?
What are you talking about?
I got a message that your power is going out tomorrow 2 times.
That's just your neighborhood.
Well, I'm just telling you. It happened to you, but it was more than a couple minutes.
Well, that was an accident. I had no control over that. You're just sitting there tapping away on the computer, and all of a sudden you disappear.
Hit the wrong goddamn button. Settle down.
I'm sitting there talking about, Mason Taylor, the tight end. If he's open down the middle, you never know. It could be a possibility.
I'm going back to the Jets. We got Josh Reynolds, Alan Lazard, and Garrett Wilson. If this isn't set up for Jalen Ramsey to take a guy out, I don't know what is.
No, that's why I said that.
That's what I'm saying. That sounds like a good story I might write.
There you go.
The problem is I don't know if Jalen Ramsey quite talks very much. He might be a Friday afternoon guy. By that time,
you're done.
Well, everybody's done. When you talk Friday afternoon, week's over. Nobody reads on Saturday. Nobody cares on Saturday.
Nobody cares.
It's true. Do you care about the Steelers? What news comes out of
Friday. I mean, if something major comes out, like a Cam Hayward contract extension, yeah, could come out is,
if that would happen, or if, you know, so-and-so is playing, you know.
Right.
Nick Herbig is now playing, definitely.
We didn't touch on that, by the way. And I meant to, I started to mention this, and then we got sidetracked, probably by you removing yourself from the show for a couple minutes. I don't like, and they've had a bad habit of this just because of the rotations happening sometimes. If you're going to be in a rotation where, let's say, Watt or Highsmith is coming off the field for a few snaps, can we also not make it at the exact same time that Cam Hayward is coming off the field for a few snaps? There have been snaps in the past where it's a third down, second drive of the third quarter. You're trying to stop the other team from getting back into the game or extending their lead. And all of a sudden I look up and it's third and five and Watt and Hayward are both on the sideline. Can we manage that a little bit better? Maybe
that's not, I don't think that's their choice. That's not the coaching staff's choice. That's TJ Watt's choice. That's Cam Hayward's choice.
At no point should I look up at the defense and see both of them standing on the sideline unless one or both have oxygen masks strapped to their face.
Third downs, do you? What you see that is change of possession. They have a timeout, and he sits out maybe play one or two as in Watt. Gives him a little extra time, so all he has to do is miss two plays. Then you see him. The bottom line, the guy plays 90% of the snaps, and we sit here and harp on the eight snaps he doesn't play in the game.
I'm not harping on it. I'm just saying it looks stupid when you're in a big play and in a big moment, I should say, big play coming up and neither 90 or 97 are on the field. It's happened before.
I think that if it's happened, it's rarely happened.
Okay, maybe I'm making
a mountain out of a molehill here. I think you just notice it when it has happened. And maybe.
Well, it's fairly noticeable when they're both off the field at the same time, Mark.
I mean, if you're on an 18-play drive or a 21-play drive like the Eagles did against them, you're probably going to have to come to the sideline at some point.
I guess. Maybe if you went through all the practices at training camp, you'd be better.
Cam does play about 70%. He had 800-some snaps last year. That seems like a lot for a 36-year-old.
And we're going to give that guy more money when he's not even out there for every play?
Yeah.
What about their defense? Because they have, I think they have a pretty decent secondary and they're decent up front. I mean, I'm not necessarily thrown into a tizzy by their linebacking core. Like, why is this? Here's my question for all the gambling people out there. The total on this game is at like 38 points. Yeah. I get it. Nobody's spent the entire offseason talking about how Aaron Rodgers and Justin Fields are going to get into a shootout and it's an Arthur Smith offense and yada, yada, all that stuff. But the Jets defense, I don't know. You look at the names and there's a couple nice ones, but as a whole, I don't know if it necessarily inspires a ton of confidence outside of like Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams and maybe what, like Brandon Stevens? I don't know.
Well, Will McDonald, the fourth.
Okay, fair. Right. Okay, there's four names, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's not anything to brag about. Tony Adams, Andre Sisco, those are just two
guys.
Brandon Stevens. Yeah, it's nothing to really write home about. But, you know, Quinnen Williams, he could be a wrecker in the interior.
He can.
So it depends if he goes Sam Alu, if he goes McCormick. He's probably going to need some help from Zach Frazier. What's good about that is you don't have that really stud rusher, edge rusher, which should help, you know, at least Broderick Jones early on and confidence-wise as well. So, I mean, everything points to the Steelers win. I think if they come out and lose this game, see, I was really high on Pickett back in the San Francisco opener, right? Everybody was because of the preseason they had. But the 49ers were a good team. I'm high on what you've seen so far with this team, but then you open up with a crap team. This would be an extremely tough loss to take.
I think it would depend a lot on innovation. I think it would depend a lot on how it was lost, obviously. Like, if it's a tight game and Rodgers is trying to make something happen late and throws a pick and the Jets get into field goal range and win it, okay, I'm not going to necessarily lose my mind over it. It'll be, do the Jets run all over them? And then I'm like, oh, here we go again. Just like I've been saying for the last month, teams are going to run on them just like they did at the end of last year. If it were, let's say the offense looks completely putrid and they put up 13 points and lose 16-13 to the Jets or something, like that, those would be the things that would be major, major concerns that I think all of a sudden the sky would be falling for a lot of people. Wow. I'm not going to lose my mind, depending again on how it works out, if they were to lose by a field goal based on the Jets just happen to end up with the ball last.
I don't know. This team's so much more talented that I think that would still be things to complain about right there if they do lose that game. Even if it is a second field goal and if it's whatever, then somebody's not doing their job correctly. Because, I mean, the defense is so much better than the Jets' defense. And they do have more weapons, I think. If not, they have more weapons. They have just the same amount of weapons as the Jets have. So it would be a bad loss. I'm going to call it a Tomlin loss. I don't think a week one game could be a Tomlin loss. I think it definitely would be a bad loss. They have to come out and play well. My question is, would be to you is, would you rather for a week one, just say week one, would you rather have Aaron Rodgers throw for a 125, one touchdown, one interception, and a win, or 330, looks like a star, but they lose?
I'd rather have the win.
Really?
That's a silly question.
Really?
I mean, if he's throwing for a 125 and a touchdown and a pick, it's probably because they're running the ball.
I'm just saying, would you like to see Aaron Rodgers, you know, this guy, he got that second win, third win.
Well, yeah.
He could be that Brett Favre of a decade ago or 15
that
years
would,
ago.
That would be one of those situations where I would walk away from a loss, depending on how the defense looked, and go, okay, I don't feel awful about this because Rodgers looked great, and it just so happened that, like I said, the Jets ended up with the ball last or something weird happened. But I'd much prefer the win. Rodgers could go 8 of 15 for 75 yards, no touchdowns. If they win 10-6, I'm okay with it. It's a win. I'm not excited about the offense's prospects, but I'll take the win.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I would enjoy. But if they do lose, it doesn't matter if it's a last-second loss. We would be picking them apart.
Sure.
But they would have to struggle with offensive line-wise, not running the ball well, giving up big plays. Something would have to be like, see, it's the same here. Not opening series, not scoring a touchdown. You know damn well when they don't score a touchdown to open the series, open the game, somebody's going to tweet, oh, that's 19 straight games for Arthur Smith. You know, whatever.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it'll be true. So they're entitled to post that if they want.
Yeah, what I'm saying is there's always going to be some regardless.
True. That's why we do
Even if they win, it's not going to be like, oh, this team's pretty good. It's going to be like, yeah, but.
What if they – hold on, though. This is probably stuff we could save for later in the week, but we can expound on this later in the week. What if they do go out there and Rodgers looks great, the offense hums, they score on the opening series and don't really let off the gas all that much, and the Jets look terrible. TJ Watt has 3 sacks. Cam Hayward stuffing the run. Everything looks awesome. Jalen Ramsey adds a pick. And they win 30-10. Like, in that scenario, I think all of us, even though there will be things to nitpick at, I'm sure, but in that scenario, all of our expectations just go straight through the roof.
Yeah, I mean, let me put you back to reality here a little bit. The last time the Steelers had a losing season was 2003. They beat Baltimore in the opener 34-15. Then they proceeded to lose 6 of their next 7 games.
Yeesh.
Yeah, I'm bringing a lot of
Was that a Tommy Maddox year? That was a Tommy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm bringing a lot of joy to this. So,
I was having a good time.
My point was, I don't know how much it matters if they win or lose big. Well, at least win big because there's history, even though it was 20 years ago, that, you know, week one is just week one.
I just would feel a whole lot better if at no point did
I'm
it get.
Sure that's what they want to do, make you feel better.
I'm sure. That's why they do what they do. Thanks to Impact HVAC. It's going to start to get chilly out. You want to make sure your furnace is working. Get ahead of the schedule here and give them a call. Schedule a tune-up for that furnace before it gets cold. They'll come out. They'll take a look at it, tell you if anything's wrong or if you're in good working order. If there is anything wrong, maintenance, repair, replacement, it's all on the table, and they'll take care of you at Impact HVAC PGH on Facebook. You can message them there or just give them a call. The number's on the screen, 412-297-1852. Maybe if we get another week or so of hot weather and the AC goes on the fritz. So they're there for that as well, obviously. Impact HVAC PGH on Facebook or 412-297-1852. Thanks again to them for supporting the show. All right, before we run.
Let me tell you something real quick.
Yeah.
It's getting a little chilly out there, right?
Yeah.
You seem like to me, and I don't know this, a guy that goes out on the backyard, has a fire, has a couple lawn chairs, and drinking an Iron City. Is that you?
Yeah, I mean, we have the solo stove on the back patio, Kaboom, for a reason. Our neighbors just had a fire the other night. I think it's Sunday night. Watched the Notre Dame-Miami game. Fire was crackling. What, you got a problem with a good backyard fire?
No, I just knew you were a backyard fire.
Absolutely. Feet up, get the game on a Saturday night, crack open an IC light. Yeah, that's
forget
the way.
About that. I'm still waiting for the Barry to hit this market.
Yeah. Cool. I'm going to need a couple of those.
I got to try that for sure.
I'm going to need a couple of those before. Well, Barry, you can have anytime. See, the mangoes are more of a summertime thing. I mean, you can have them year round, sure.
Mangoes year round.
But mango like hits different when it's like 95 out and you're hanging by the pool with the kids or whatever. A mango hits different than it does in mid-January, obviously. The berry, I think the berry might hit year round, same way.
I'm going to have to try it.
We're going to have to try puppies. Before I let you run, and I have to go play show.
Oh, pumpkin beer, Carol. Get out of here.
If it's a good pumpkin beer, it can't be over pumpkin-y, okay?
I don't like
just nothing. A hint of pumpkin.
I don't like anything pumpkin.
Why? Pumpkin pie?
No, I don't like pumpkin pie.
What is happening here? How do you not like pumpkin pie?
Because it's pumpkin pie.
It's on the Mount Rushmore of pies. Are you kidding me?
Lemon meringue.
Lemon meringue, apple, pumpkin, and pumpkin, key lime.
I like, you know, key lime, it's a taste. Apple, maybe, I like that, like, chocolate pie or something. Where you got chocolate fluff.
Like a chocolate cream pie, yeah. Oh, you know what? Coconut cream, too.
I'd take pumpkin over coconut cream.
I would probably put coconut cream on the Mount Rushmore over key lime, actually.
You ever had mincemeat pie?
No.
You don't even know what it is.
No.
You have no clue what it is.
Wait, I left pecan pie off, too. So apple, pumpkin, pecan, and coconut cream or lemon meringue. There's your Mount Rushmore of pies right there.
I hate pecan pie, pecan pie, whatever. Why don't they make cashew pie? I'm with Coley here. Everything pumpkin sucks.
You just say that because
I don't like pumpkin.
Starbucks chicks ordering pumpkin spice lattes for the next 10 weeks.
Pumpkin beer? It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, as long as it's not too much pumpkin. It's in the fall. I mean, come on. Pittsburgh Brewing has that Blockhouse. They've got a pumpkin ale.
We'll have to try it then, but I don't. Yes. Only thing I like pumpkin is a pumpkin candle the wife does.
So you like the smell, but not the taste.
Yeah, because it smells like the holidays.
Okay, that's fair. Before I let you run, it feels like a Monday, even though Tomlin was today and it's a Tuesday because a lot of people were off work yesterday. One of the things that served to remind it was a Monday was that Raw was on, but it was on in the middle of the afternoon because they were over in Paris. I love the stuff they're doing with Becky Lynch. This is fantastic. I'm a huge fan.
I just don't.
What?
I'm very skeptical.
Of the whole AJ Lee angle? I don't think that's happening.
You do not go out there and broadcast as much as they have and she comes back. I mean, I just can't see it.
No, there will be a twist somehow. They'll twist us up somehow. Something will happen.
Yes,
that would be too obvious.
Unless the new ESPN app, WrestlePalooza, need some eyeballs. Here comes AJ Lee the day before the week before WrestlePalooza.
Just a little mixed tag match at WrestlePalooza.
Before you know, it's on ESPN. And I heard that I read something today that Raw and wrestling highlights might be on SportsCenter.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, I just don't see it. I got 5 of the 6 right on Clash in Paris. I picked Roman Reigns absolutely perfect. I thought Cena was going to lose. Are you finally on board with the Logan Paul's a star type guy? Or
no, I've been on board with that. He's just, I've said it before, he's a fantastic heel. He's very easy to mark out and hate. Like, he just does such a good job of that stuff. So I enjoy hating Logan Paul.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that was probably one of Cena's better matches in the past 10, 15 years.
Here's my question. With only eight dates left, I don't know how they book him the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Like, we assume there's going to be a Lesnar match in there.
Yeah, not
there's hints that there's going to be an AJ Styles match, right? He did the Styles clash the other night.
Yeah.
I mean, you only got...
I still know. This is what I hope. This would be the ultimate, you know, as the great Michael P.S. says, that's called a effing gotcha. Last match, Saturday night main event. I don't know if it's... I thought it was scheduled late in December. I thought I saw the last Saturday Night Main Event December 31st for some reason, which
I thought it was December 11th, but yeah, maybe we're both wrong.
I saw it off of Peacock, so I don't know what was going on there. Instead of him going out, you know, on the high horse, the best ever, he finally turns back into heel Cena and walks. No. That would be so freaking great.
Would it?
I think it would be, because you imagine if he turned back into heel Cena and he's done, he's gone. You would be like,
yeah. I don't think he wants to leave that way. They want to let him leave on a high note. He did the whole apology to the Belgian kid who was in Paris.
Man, wouldn't that be a perfect setup for just zigging when they're zagging?
I don't think they zig that much anymore.
The whole point of why he turned back to being a good guy, man, still makes no sense to me. Oh, I think I was messed up. Okay.
Yeah, no, they didn't do it right.
So I'm saying, did they not do it right? Or are they setting it up? I would love to see him turn. Love to.
If it were going to have another storyline involved with it, sure.
No, but walk off with the belt. Like, I ruined wrestling. F you, gone. Takes the belt and leaves.
How do you play that the next day?
Like,
what's the next step?
Introduce a new belt, and all of a sudden, the Royal Rumble or whatever. You have somebody battling for the belt. I don't know.
According to the Google machine, it's either December 13th or December 27th. They haven't decided.
Yeah, I thought I saw Peacock promote something really late in December.
Maybe it's the 27th then. All right, I got to go play some Shaboozy. This has been fun. We'll do it again tomorrow morning. We'll have more than enough stuff to talk about that we didn't get to touch on today. You go do some writing because that's what you do. I'll go do some talking because that's what I do. And we'll do it again tomorrow. Sound good?
Peace out.
Don't forget to subscribe right now on YouTube.
Oh, there you are. Archie's Wings, 80 set wings. I'm going to go. Oh, I want some so bad, but I can't.
I know. You'll get some soon. Don't worry. Thanks to First and Goal Sports. You may win either an autographed Will Howard helmet, or an autographed Stone Cold Steve Austin leather vest. But you got to be one of the first 3,018 subscribers on YouTube. We appreciate their support of the show as well. Say bye, Kaboom. We'll do it again tomorrow. Bye now.